Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet into Earth.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
A lot of people think of Jackson Heights, Queens as Little India, but it's a lot more than that. Within just a few square blocks, you can find food from virtually every corner of South Asia. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, and as part of our series Food in Two Worlds, we're in Jackson Heights, where the variety of restaurants and food markets tells the story of South Asian immigrants in New York. On 73rd and 74th Streets off Roosevelt Avenue, you can see and taste how people from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and other countries have made their mark and adapted to life in the U.S.
People always want to know, where do the locals eat South Asian food in Jackson Heights? And the truth be told, there's not as many Indians in Jackson Heights as there are Pakistanis and Bangladeshis.
That's Andrew Silverstein, the founder of Streetwise New York, a company that specializes in tours of New York's immigrant neighborhoods. Our first stop is Kebab King, a favorite spot for taxi drivers who live in the neighborhood. It's just around the corner from the Roosevelt Avenue subway station. Standing on the sidewalk outside, if you look through a tiny window in the wall, you can see Mumtaz Hussein hovering over a smoky grill, turning skewers of meat over the fire.
I'm working for the Kebab King. We are serving people, especially from the Asian community, from Bangladesh, India, from Pakistan, Nepal. The people come here and we serve all of them with delicious, lots of dishes. We have more than 100 dishes over here, and they love to eat, and they enjoy.
And what are the specialty dishes here? Kebab, I would assume.
Yeah, we are really king in kebabs, so that's why we are Kebab King. And special dishes in our, we have goat curries, like goat curries, beef curries, like chicken curries. And in kebabs, we have barbecue long list, like chicken tikka right, and beef tikka, like chicken kebab, beef kebab, all of them. Yeah. So.
And the kebab that's served here is different than the kind of kebab that you would find in other types of, like, Middle Eastern restaurants, right?
Basically, this Kebab King is representing Asian community. So they love kebabs in their countries. And they migrated here, and now they are settled since like 40 years, 30 years. And they like spicy things. So that's why we are making with the old formula which we're working in our motherland. So that's why they love to eat here.
I see that you also serve Chinese food.
Yeah. We have
what is
special,
that?
Yeah, it's a, we have two special chefs for Chinese food. And in the evening dinner, people like soup, corn soup, hakka noodles, like that, all these. So we are also serving in Chinese food. And the people love it. Yeah.
Now, why would somebody come to this restaurant to have Chinese food if there are so many Chinese restaurants in New York?
But in our Kebab King, we make a little bit spicy things. So original, where they are Chinese restaurant there, they need less spicy. So as we know the taste of the people, so we're making according to their taste. So that's why people come to eat here. And other than that one, people want to know, okay, is this halal or no? So that's why people from the Muslim community, they want to come here and they want to eat Chinese food here. So that's why we are making Chinese food purely halal.
After sampling several kinds of kebabs, we're on our way down 73rd Street, past stores selling everything from electronics to incense and religious items. Our destination is a vegetarian South Indian restaurant that specializes in doses, which is an Indian version of a crepe, a giant thin pancake stuffed with savory filling. A banner hanging over the front advertises an afternoon special. Free Madras coffee, chai, or soda can. There's Indian music playing in the background, and the smell of pungent spices fills the dining room.
My name is Shivani. This is Dosa Delight. In Jacksonites, we are the only one who are focused on dosas. You will see a variety of dosas on our menu. In Jacksonites, we are the only South Indian restaurant, I believe.
So when people, Americans, think about Indian food, they're thinking about North Indian food.
Yes, they think of gravy. They think of a la carte orders. They think they think something that's going to have gravy with rice. They don't think South Indian food can actually be different.
Okay, so tell us what we're going to eat.
You guys are about to have masala dosa. It's made. The crepe is made out of lentil and rice. They take a ratio of 50-50 or depending on how the dough needs to come out. Then it's made on a grill. She lays down the dough flat. It's like having basically tacos with salsa, tell you the truth. That's the salsa, which is called sambar, and then there's coconut sauce. So you guys can dip it. It has potatoes inside, and that's about it.
The heart of Little India is 74th Street in Jackson Heights. During the day, it's packed with shoppers picking up Bollywood DVDs, Indian wedding clothes, jewelry, and, of course, groceries. Men in turbans stand outside many of the shops, urging customers to enter. It's a commercial center, not really a residential neighborhood anymore. At night, it gets pretty quiet because many Indian immigrants have moved to other parts of the city or to the suburbs. But one block away, the streets are packed at night, particularly during Muslim holidays.
And what you're having here is really the growth of the Bangladeshi community in New York. Above us, there's a sign that says Season's Greeting, and there's a snowflake as well hanging in the middle of the streets. But it's about 65 degrees outside. And what's happening here is that they have signs up for Eid, and so it says Eid Mubarak.
So is this kind of combining of Christmas imagery and Muslim greeting, is that in any way sort of metaphoric for what's going on in this neighborhood generally?
Sure. So this is a Feed in the Two Worlds moment, right, where we have this this blending, right, where it's people coming to New York, bringing their traditions. We also have banners. We have a banner up that has the Prime Minister of Bangladesh across the street. But they're also combining it with new things in New York.
Our last stop is Rajbhog Sweets, where display cases are filled with honey balls and pastel-colored cubes.
My name is Nirav Shah, and I'm the nephew of the founders of this company called Rajbhog Sweets. Rajbhog happens to be one of the oldest Indian vegetarian restaurant and sweet store in Jackson Heights, founded back in the 70s by my aunt. And it started off as a mom-and-pop restaurant. And now we are a chain store. We have 14 locations all over the country, and we supply the entire country in the retail section as well as wholesale distribution, as well as we do a lot of supplying to the airline industry. If you flew on any flights going from Newark Airport into India or Asia, Continental Airlines and all, the food which you eat would be provided by us, the vegetarian Indian food especially. This store has been here since the late 70s, and it's an honor that we've been here for so long, serving the Indian community and the Jacksonites community as a whole for so long. And what else would you like to know?
So you've been here since the 70s, so you've really seen the transformation of this neighborhood. What was it like back in the 70s in terms of the Indian community, and how does it compare to what we see today with all these different South Asian communities represented?
As a whole, for the past 20, 25 years, we had all the different Indian communities settle into Jackson Heights, and as people did well for themselves and moved on, you see the transition in Jacksonites. Today, the community mainly which you see around here in is not too much of Indians, but Bangladeshi, which have again transitioned in here in the past 3-4 years, because it's all a cyclical thing. Few communities, few cultures come in and few go out. And as everyone knows, Jackson Heights happens to be the most diversified area in New York.
In the country, I think.
In the country, and especially in New York last year, Bloomberg announced that it was the heritage area of New York City.
Now, how does the food that's available in this neighborhood reflect the changes that have gone on?
The food definitely has gone... Everyone's been trying to adjust with the times. So is it for us. We were traditionally very much Indian. We still are, but we've always tried to transition with the community and the culture. So back in the days, say, we only sold ethnic Indian food. Today, we blend it a little bit with like sandwiches and burgers and stuff. Definitely made to the Indian taste with Indian flavor to it. But again, it's a foreign item. It's not exactly an Indian product. But with the times, we want everyone to, you know, have something what they would understand. Whereas traditionally, if an American walked in, he wouldn't know what an Indian roti was or a paratha was. But if we said we serve you a sandwich, but it would have a little bit of taste with the Indian style, people like it. And again, traditionally, we used to make whole wheat, all-purpose flour and stuff. Today, with people going healthy, we're trying to go only with whole wheat, all this fresh lentils, and corn oil, olive oils, these kind of things, so that people have become health conscious. And traditionally, this was not the Indian concept, but you got to change with times, and that's what we've adapted to. And recent years, just last year, and now if you see, we even made our store kosher. As a chain, we are not a kosher, but this store happens to be the original, pure vegetarian, no eggs. So we've tried to see if we can, you know, go with this flow, and we try to make it kosher. So it's something for everyone here.
Now, when you serve a hamburger with Indian flavor or a sandwich with some kind of Indian spice, are you really catering to Americans, or are you also targeting Indians who grew up in this country? They like Indian flavors, but they're used to American food.
Okay, first thing, it's not a hamburger. We call it a vegetable burger. The looks of it might look like an American burger, but it's stuffed with vegetable patty, which might be either made with potatoes or soybean. And the sandwiches, again, look like the regular American sandwich, but definitely has a different filling inside.
So people are coming here for a taste of home, a taste of what they experienced when they grew up in India or living in India, but they're also coming here to find out about new flavors that they haven't been exposed to in the past.
Yes, you can say that, especially for the Americans and a lot of born Indians who haven't been eating traditional Indian food. But the main part about our business is we started off trying to serve a person, an Indian person, or a person who was used to having, say, a home-style mom's made food back home. And for the price we serve our food, people love it because it's very economical. It's not costly. You can fill yourself for under $5 and be happy, and it's healthy. So I think that's something which we really find ourselves doing well of.
Nirav Shah, the manager of Raj Bhog Sweets, the final stop on our culinary tour of Jackson Heights, Queens. We also visited Dosa Delight and Kebab King, and that's just a sample of what this neighborhood offers. It truly is a place where you can get lost in the flavors, sights, and smells of South Asia without ever leaving New York. The producers of this podcast are Sarah Kate Kramer and Jocelyn Gonzalez. Thanks to our guide, Andrew Silverstein, from Streetwise New York Tours, and our culinary consultant, Kathy Gunst. Our engineer is Chad Bernhard at the studios of the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Be sure to check our website, news.feetintoworlds.org, for more Food in Two Worlds stories. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation, the Cyrus Fund, and WNYC, New York Public Radio. This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV. Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We are a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. You can support this podcast by going to news.feetintoworlds.org and clicking Help Support FI2W.